In recent years, California wildfires have blazed nearly year-round. Leaders at CAL FIRE even suggest there's not a wildfire season at all anymore. More than ever before, residents are affected statewide by the fires. CAL FIRE spokesperson Will Powers says it's important to take action to protect their homes and their neighborhoods.
I've been to fires throughout the whole state of California, and one of the main things that I hear from residents who've been impacted by wildfire was, wow, I didn't think this could happen to me, and I didn't think this could come into my neighborhood. Everybody's at risk here in the state of California, as we've seen throughout the years. We've had major wildfires from the southern border to the northern border. So for Californians living in California, it's a great thing to do for homeowners if they're looking to get that defensible space kind of nailed down.
Powers says there are three key components of wildfire readiness. The first is maintaining an adequate defensible space by creating a buffer to keep the fire away from your home. This is done by removing dead plants, grass, and weeds.
It's kind of something for the residents to look and kind of realize, hey, maybe I need to trim that grass, or I need to get rid of that dead tree that's within my 100 feet of defensible space.
Secondly, use fire-resistant landscaping and surround your home with vegetation unlikely to catch fire. Finally, hardening your home by using construction materials that can help your home withstand flying embers and finding weak spots in the construction, which can result in your house catching fire.
Not only are they protecting their home, they are protecting their community, and they're educating themselves. So you might see, you might know about cutting your grass or, weed eating the dead shrubs and or the dead grass behind your home. But there might be something in there that you're like, oh, I didn't realize that was something that we needed to do. And not only does defensible space protect your home, it protects your neighbor's home, because defensible space is not only for fire coming to your home, but it's fire coming from your home and threatening to your communities. And a lot of times you just don't realize it until it's already in your neighborhood.
Powers encourages all residents to go to the CAL FIRE website and take the defensible space survey. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Karen Argood.